But the nuts and bolts of Mandelbaum, the real story, is about a corrupt politician who gets away with murder, who gets away with, you know, one of the things that really got me thinking early on was a report by this guy named Ziegler. He's a special journalist for the UN. He made a trip, it was very controversial when he did it, down to Brazil, and wrote a report where he said, you know, 40,000 people a year were dying of starvation and malnutrition. In a country as rich as Brazil, this is tantamount to a passive genocide. That restructured everything that I thought about Brazil. It totally changed, because up to that point, I had been seeing how decadently people live in São Paulo. You can't ignore the poverty. I mean, it's everywhere. And when he said these words, passive genocide, it really threw into relief, you know, a lot of things that I had kind of been thinking but never was able to verbalize. I thought it was a very, very interesting argument. It was very controversial in Brazil, because what, you know, a lot of Brazilians were saying, who is this foreigner coming in and criticizing my country? A lot of the same criticism I've gotten. Why is a country as wealthy as Brazil, with as many natural resources as Brazil has, have such enormous poverty and have 40,000 people dying of malnutrition and starvation? Those are the problems endemic to countries that are even less developed than Brazil. So Brazil shouldn't have those kinds of problems. So why is that happening? When I was doing research and talking to my dad a lot, because he was living down there and always really indignant about corruption, the word corruption kept on coming up.